The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Yivam is Daf Peites. The Gemara of the Beis has an interesting machlokes Rabban Rav Chisda that leads us into a discussion of some of the fundamental definitions of what Koyach Chachamim is as far as modifying, Chalila, not modifying, but as far as adding or detracting halachas that might be to a certain extent at variance with Dinim Deraisa. Obviously, it's all in the context of the Din of Mishumi Guna Akilu Barabonon. Chazal changed the rules of the game as far as being matter in Eishes Ish L'Shok. They did it despite the fact that there should be a need for two aid, and we discussed this, the Gedarim Deraisa. Is it the Rabbanon's interpretation of what's necessary Deraisa, the Mahalach of the Ritva and the Ro, or there's a complete Akira of the marriage? It sounds like a Chiddush of Rashi, which is difficult, we saw before. One of the points of discussion in this context is the Mishnah tells us in order to facilitate believing the aid, the Eid Echod, that the woman's husband died, we have to have a certain amount of chomer, we have to have a lot of chumras, a lot of knosos imposed on the woman if her first husband, Rachmanis Lan, shows up, in order to have what the Gemara calls mitei chomer shechmarto leo b'soifo hikilo le'atchilo. We could believe her, we figure she did her homework, because the stakes are so high. So the Gemara brings, the lashon of the Mishnah is, that if the first husband shows up, it turns out that she married the second husband, Biznus, she was an Eishes Ish, so the children that she had from the second husband are mamzerim, that's Pashut. What about if she'd go back to the first husband? It says, Vavlad Mizeu Mizem Mamzer, which means she's Mizana. Din Torah says that if a woman is Mizana, she's also Labal Ulaboyo. She's also to both the Baal and to the person who initiated the illicit relationship. In this case, she married the second husband. Might not have been her fault, but maybe she didn't do her homework. The Gemara assumes she's a pasher, that the evidence was not strong enough. From the second one, she's yoitza. From the first one, she's also yoitza. She's not allowed to stay married to her first husband. The children that she'd have thereafter, of course, children that she had, she was married. Let's say you have that woman who was married before the war, and then after the war, she fudged up a few details, presented to Beis Din, Nebuch, she got a heter aguna. She didn't even present to Beis Din. That was what Rav Moshe said in the story that we mentioned a few dafim ago. It's impossible that the Beis Din of Tzadikim, a Beis Din of Talmid Chacham, would have a pitfall of being matir nishu l'shuk. He said it never. Rav Moshe says those rabbanim were bigger than me. Rav Moshe said I've been matir thousands of agunas and not one has ever come back. This is siyat d'shmei miuchedes. But in that case, she actually made up some of the details and made up the details of which Beis Din she made them. So that's something else. But in any case, she's not allowed to stay with the first husband. Have vlad from the first husband on mamzerim. If the vlodois thereafter from the first husband on mamzerim, the question is, they're not mamzerim deraisa. She's legally married to the first husband. Might be a surah law, but they're not mamzerim. Doesn't have a din of an Eishes Ish. Chazal gave her the chayim as if she's still married to the second one as regard to the first husband. And they made the mamzerim of the... They made the mamzerim of the... Or let's say if you'd want to say it differently, the vlodis of the second one, if the first husband divorced her, which he has to do, she would marry the second one, her children from him would be mamzerim. Why? She's not allowed to marry the boy, but would she be also? And even that, it's not clear if she's not allowed to marry the boy over here. Maybe it was an oinis. Rabba and Rav Chisda have a machloikis. The Gemara says, what are we saying? We're saying that there's a knas de rabbonon to render the children of the marriage that Chazal wanted to give her a knas. Chazal said that the children of that union are mamzerim. Midaraisa, they're not mamzerim. What's the nafkamina? Midaraisa, if somebody's a mamzer, he's allowed to marry a mamzeris. If he's a mamzer, midarabona, midaraisa is a kosher yid, that he's over and alive by marrying a mamzeris. This is a machlokes between Rabban and Rav Chisda, whether Chazal would be matir because of their want to impose the definition of mamzer on the children of the union between this woman, this unfortunate woman, and the husband that she married illegally. If they wanted to impose definition of mamzer on the children, whether they would say that he or she is allowed to marry a mamzer. That means that not only are we passing that child, but we're being involved in setting up a situation of aveiru. The Gemara calls this whether we're oikir dvar Torah b'kum v'aseh. Chazal certainly have a right to say to a person, to say to a yid, not to be mekayin. They're oikir dvar Torah. They say not to blow shofar on the first day of Shana that falls in on Shabbos, not to take a lulav. There are instances where Chazal say that they were oikir v'chiv mitzvah. Chazal were oikir dvar Torah. But that's b'shev al tazah. Chazal said, don't do kach v'kach. With that, you're being oikir dvar Torah, because I'll have that responsibility, because I'll have that capability. Could Chazal also be oikir, the Gemara wants to know, the dinei Torah b'kum v'aseh, to tell a man who's out midaraisa and ish kosher, he's so kosher, to go marry a mamzer, so you're being oikir b'kum v'aseh. What's the choymer b'kum v'aseh? That's the machlokes Rabbi and Rav Chisna. The choymer b'kum v'aseh b'pashtus is that he's doing a maisa. It's not just the not doing a mitzvah that he's guilty of. It's the doing something. Doing something is always worse than not doing something. Similar to the fact that lav sheyesh b'maisa is malchus, and lav sheyem b'maisa is no malchus. The love of doing something carries with it an einish of malchus. A love that is only the negligence in not doing something is not as bad. So l'chor, that would be the hesber of this din. It could be that there's another level of what's going on over here. The Gemara brings as an example in this discussion back and forth to Rabban and Rav Chisda whether we're oikir dvar Torah b'kum v'aseh or only b'shev al tasa. The Gemara brings that if a man married a ketana, the halach is his yerusher, because the din is that a husband is yerusher's wife. Now, if he married a ketana without the father doing the marriage, this was a marriage that was performed by the she was given a marriage, it's the subject of the perek about miun later on, then maybe that marriage could be dissolved. But if a ketana was given by her older brother or her mother in marriage to a man, midaraisa, they're not married. Only the father has a koyach to be mekadesh bitu ketana. Or when she's a gedela, she can accept kiddushin on behalf of her. So she's a ketana, she's married midarabonu. Chazal said that her husband's yerusha. L'chor, the yerusha midaraisa are her blood relatives, her brothers, her cousins, her uncles, her nephews even, not her husband. This husband is not her husband. The Gemara says, how you oikir dvar Torah b'kum v'aseh to tell somebody to take money that's not his? Zok the Gemara by us. The Gemara says, shani osim the hefker bezin hefker. Hefker bezin hefker, the ability to take away money and give it to somebody else is not necessarily a raya, the level of akira, the level of being oikir, which Chazal were able to take away money from Reuven and give it to Shimon, take away money from the legal Yerushim of this girl who died and give it to her husband who is not her legal Yerush Midaraisa, is not a raya as to the extent of Akiru or not Akiru Legabi Issa V'heter. Why? Hefke Ves Nefke, that's a din dafke moment. Now L'chari we would say the same thing, that Akiru's Dovman HaTorah is worse, and that's why it's a subject of discussion in Kum V'aseh as opposed to Shev Al Taisa. Hefke Vez Nefke is not really an Akira's Dovman HaTorah. Money anyways exchanges hands, it goes from hand to hand. Because I'll just redefine this sort of, it's not as bad. It's not as bad of a Maisa. There's no Maisa here. Money could anyways go from hand. The Maisa that Chazal did is not a violation of Torah principle. Rashi says something different. Rashi says, seems to add another piece. Rashi says towards the bottom of the Amid, Petes Amid Beis, Hefke Bezen Hoya Hefke, V'chomidi De Mamoina Lava Kirihi. Rashi doesn't say because of a Maisa and not a Maisa, which is the subject of my colleagues Rabban and Chizal. Rashi says when it comes to Momen, there's no concept of Akira. What's this Akira? What is this Akira, and why is Momen have a definition that there's no Akira? The Pshat is L'chor like this. By Issa V'heter, we'll start with a Hagdama. There's two areas of Torah Halacha. There's Chukim and there's Mishpatim. Chukim, the simple sense, we tend to translate as things that don't have a logical reason. Mishpatim are things that do have a logical reason. This is the commonly the classic translation of Chukim and Mishpatim. Chukim and Mishpatim are solemnly manitov. Reb Shamshon Val Hirsch rejects this definition. He says there are many dinim in Issur v'Heter, in Chukim, that we do understand. There are many dinim in Mominis that we don't necessarily understand. He says Chukim is Miloshon Chokuk, that's the way it is. There's a reality, there's a physical and almost physical reality about different areas in life, which Halacha defines. There's a reality that the first 3 years of a tree, the fruit are Dvar Masur, that's Halacha Varma. There's a reality that certain types of meat are kosher, not trade. Those things are not relative to the situation. Those are realities, physical or otherwise, that exist in the life of a Torah. They exist as part of Torah. They're chakukim, they're set, they're etched in stone, so to speak. Mishpatin is Miloshin Shiput, is Miloshin flexibility. One has to judge, because whenever we're dealing with dinim omis, we're dealing with a relationship between two people. Relationships are flexible. And Chiyuvim, he's right, he's wrong, he owes this much, he owes that much. There's a certain flexibility. Dinim Mominis are flexible because it'll be totally in the certain circumstances. My cow damaged somebody else's field. Am I chayav or pot? Depends. Was it my fault? Was it not my fault? Was the barn door open? Was there not the barn door open? Was his stuff out and Rishu's out? Was it not? There's a certain amount of variability in the maisa itself. Mashenken, Basa B'cholov, if a piece of meat falls into a pot of milk cooking on a stove, it's awesome. If it's less than 60, it's awesome. If it's more than 60, it's mutter. Those facts remain almost physical facts that define halacha. In that context, we understand that akira is the pshat. Chazal gave definition. The mitzvahs of the Torah are the mitzvahs of the Torah, but Chazal gave definition to give chiyus, to give koyach, that Torah law should be properly kept. In that context, when Chazal go against something which is defined, which is chokuk, Chazal are being oiker at Vayatayr. Momen is something that has a certain amount of flexibility. Momen is always a subjective reality to be considered when we're dealing with a financial relationship between two people. Money goes to him, money goes to him. There's other factors involved. In that context, when Chazal redefined the monetary structure of certain halachas, that would not be called a kiras dovinator. Interestingly enough, the one place where we find chukim and mishpatim together is by Yerusha. The pasuk calls it, the pasuk in Parashas Pinchas calls it lachukas mishpat. Yerusha is dine mominis, but there's a certain inflexibility to it, that the reality is who's a Yerush, who's not a Yerush. We have somebody left over his sons. Two of his sons haven't spoken to him in 40 years. They've abandoned him to his old age. One son cares for him dedicatedly. Comes along right after he dies. Two of the other sons swoop down. They take away 2/3 of his nechasim. And if one of the sons that abandoned him is a bechor, he gets pishnayim. Is it fear? Is it not fear? It's a reality that that's where the money belongs to. Person has four sons that don't talk to him, and he has one daughter that's dedicated to serving him hand and foot. There's a reality of who the mom goes to. That reality is chokuk, but at the same time it's dine mom, it's mishpatim. So the Torah calls it lachukas mishpat. We'll leave over a discussion of hukas Yerusha for now. It happens to be interesting in the context of Yerusha Sabal Darban. But Dvar Momoin, Chazal were able to be oiker because transfer of momen is not something that's inflexible. It's not called they're going against Torah Halacha. What they're doing is they're adding, they're complementing Torah Halacha by adding more halachas of when the moment goes from one person to another. There's no going against the Halacha. We'll give this context. Reb Shimon Shkoper, a famous discussion in Shar Yosh, the beginning of Shar Hei, talks about a famous kasha. If there's a suffix, if Ruvain owes Shimon money, the halachas are might make a veral moraya. What happened to the klal of Safik Deraisa L'chumah? In all of Torah law, Safik Deraisa L'chumah. Why not by Gezel? This is Safik is a Gezel. Do you owe the money? Do you not owe the money? If you don't pay money that you owe, you're a Gazel. Why shouldn't you have to be Machmer? Reb Shimon says that Dinim Mominis, the Dinim of Gezel and other Yisurei Momin, don't start from a reality of halacha. It starts from a reality of what are the facts on the ground in terms of chiyuvim and shibudim to each other. Reuven and Shimon have an agreement. Reuven took money from Shimon. Shimon agreed to pay back. The agreement gives the framework for the so to speak, the monetary dynamic, the momentistic dynamic then creates that if the Moministika dynamic has in it that he's at fault or he's chayiv, then he'll be chayiv mideraisa. Means, say, let's say there's a legitimate suffix. Ruven's shore damaged Shimon's field. There's legitimate grounds for suffix if Ruven's barn door was properly closed. Chayiv should say something else to the chumra. We say no. What we have in front of us is a case of Momen HaMazik. Momen HaMazik, the dynamic of Momen HaMazik is that the chiyuv is chal only if he's at fault. Do we see in front of us he's at fault or not? We don't know. The klal of Momen is HaMotzi Mechavel of Araya. In Dine Momen is burden of proof lies in the person who's being Motzi Momen. In that case, Dine Momen is will then tell us that the Torah, Rotzen HaBoyrei is Barak, is that he should be potter. It's not that the din Torah is in this case we don't know what the din Torah is, but we have a din moment. The din moment determines the din Torah. The same type of context that we're talking about, that by din moment is there's a certain flexibility because we're dealing between two people, we're dealing with something that's adjustable, whereas issa v'heter, if the halacha is kach v'kach, and Chazal said don't do it, they're being oikir. B'dine momnis lav midi da'akira, who like Rashi says. Another example of this would be in Brachas Daf Yutes. The Gemara wants to learn out whether we can be matir isurim if they cover that bris. A person's walking in the shuk, and somebody realizes that the clothing he's wearing are shatnis. Does he have to go over and yank the clothing off him? Go over and rip his shirt off his back. Shatnis, Rabid, you're wearing shatnis. So the Gemara goes back and forth whether we could be mevatel. The Gemara says that it's an issa deraisa, ein chokhma vein etzim ein tuna neged Hashem. One came in cheshbonis of kovet abriyas b'mochum deraisa. The Gemara says that the Rabbanon, we are doikah. The Gemara says, what? Me deraisa, we're not doikah? The Gemara brings the case that a zokah bein lefi chvoida, if somebody found something, and it was something that was physically humiliating for him to be seen in the street with, person, ish mechubit, somebody who's a respected member of the community, an older person, and he sees a doll carriage. Now he's expected to go wheeling a doll carriage through the streets looking for the owner. Chazal darshan zokem ein lefi chvoid, he's not mechuyev. Aha! So we see the Torah got rid of halochas min haTorah, chiyuv min haTorah for cheshbonis of kavod rabbi. He says, the Gemara, no. Mamoina meisura lo yalfinon. Rashi says, Mamoina kal meisura. Suffic moment, for we can find many chumras. For example, roiv, majority of circumstances, is enough for dinei. So for dinei moment, we don't go based on roiv. Who says that dinei moment is a kal from dinei yisur? The pshat is not in the kal that dinei moment is to be taken more lightly than dinei yisur. It's easier to negate dinei moment because dinei moment by definition is chiyuvim between man and man. So Chazal understood that the Torah if they cover that bris, the cheshbonis. If you're worrying about Shimon, where you're talking about an extra dose of humiliation for Reuven, the Torah was mevatel the chiyuv because the chiyuv is only interpersonal. The chiyuv of Momen is between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's needs and Reuven's sensibilities and Reuven's feelings are also a factor when you're dealing with chiyuv between Reuven and Shimon. So the Torah was mevatel that. By Isser, wearing shatnas is wearing shatnas. Wearing shatnas nothing to do with the feelings. We might feel bad for you, but lamaisa, you did a maisa avera. If a person ate machalos asuris, the emotional component of what he went through is not involved. There's a maisa avera again. The kuch nefashis. There might be other reasons why something becomes mutter, but not that it changes the reality of the maisa avera that's being done. That's the relationship that we find over here in dini mamas and dini iser. Why Rashi says by us that by momoin lad midi dakiru momoin you're not being oiker. So we're left with a discussion between Rabbah and Rav Chisda as to, by Dine Isser, whether we could be oikir something b'kum v'asei, to do a Maisa Isser, or you can do a Maisa Isser, Chazal only have the chayach to tell somebody not to do something that he's supposed to be doing. This definition of Akira means that we're being oikir, we're violating a Torah principle by being oikir something, whereas Mama, we're not uprooting something, we're just redefining. Chazal could redefine the Momnistic parameters between two people. They might be going against Dine Torah, but they're not being oikir Dine Torah. This helps us understand, the Gemara says that Rabbah was maskim that Chazal do have a koich to be oiker even by kum vasei lohiru asho aliyo anovi. Let's say made his own mizbech, which is chavi krisus. Lohiru asho aliyo anovi knew that he could do it. Or the migdar milsa, sometimes it's necessary. It disappears in the door to do something. A one time for shock therapy for Klal Yisrael, if necessary, the migdar milsa, there could be oiker advar teru. So the Pshaz, we could say that even though we don't have a koyach to be oiker, no, as a one-timer, it's okay. If it's very important, if the need is great, then yeah. The Pshaz is not that way. The Pshaz is that if it's a one-time affair, it's not the Pshaz that doing a maisa necessarily is worse than not doing a maisa. The Pshaz is that when a maisa is, when something becomes permanent part of Torah halacha, your oiker chelik and Torah chazal can't be oiker dinei Torah. If Chazal said to do something as a one-time thing, as a temporary stopgap measure, that's not an akira. That's a compliment. That's a chizuk for divitur. I, the person being over in the locha, Chazal have a koyach to be able to tell the person to be over in the locha. But only where it's a chizuk for teru. Akira's dovim in a teru, that's something that Rav is not masking. Similar to this, there's a kash of the Prima Godin. The Rambam holds that every time a person is over in a derabonon, every time a person is over on a derabonon, every time a person mekayim derabonon, he's mekayim a mitzvah of kechel asher yerucha. And every time a person is oiker, he's over on a loisa say of loisosu min aderech. Says the Prima Godin, for example, let's say somebody had a shofar. The shofar was in a place where in order to get it, he would have to violate nisa derabonon, going chutz l'tchum, mukta, so on and so forth. The Gemara says he's not allowed to be over an Issa Derabonon in order to be Mekayim the Deraisa. Fret the Prima Godin, why not? To be Mekayim, to not be Mekayim the Derabonon, is to violate an Asay and a Lois Asay. And all he has on the side of the Derabonon is the Lois Asay. I'm sorry, not in the case where he would want to violate the Deraisa. Violate the Derabonon would do a Deraisa. What about violating a deraisa to do a derabonon? The Prima Godin gives cases. And he says, L'chayra, one should be allowed to be oiker. One should be allowed to be oiver and aloysa say deraisa in order to be mekayim a mitzvah say derabonon because there's an assay. There's an assay of being mekayim mitzvah chachom, the Rambam says. The Rambam says that in every kiyum tzivui chachom, it is an assay and aloysa say. L'chayra should be cheshman assay dech aloysa. The answer to Prima Godin's kasha is the Chazal, when the Rambam, when he talks about the lav and the aseh, he's not talking about somebody as a cheshbon of if he does the aver, he doesn't do the aver, there's a lav. We're talking about a zilzul, an akira of divrei chacham. If the reason why a person is not doing divrei chacham, the mitzvah derabonon, is because he has a lav deraisa, is he being oiker divrei chacham? The lav is not the maisa, the lav is the akira of divrei chacham. If a person is lax in being mekayim divrei chacham, he's being maisa, he's being oikir divrei chacham. That's a different thing than being oivran a maisa. Similar to what we're saying by Momin and Isser, that by Isser there's an akira because being oivran the halacha is a definitive akira. By Momin there's a redefinition. If the reason why a person is not doing kedivrei chacham is because he has a cheshbon haTorah, is he being oikir divrei chacham? Or what he's doing is he's upholding divrei haTorah. So mainly that wouldn't be considered a din of violation of divrei chacham. That would not factor into asay and lois asay.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.